Kelly on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
There's an interesting warning that is being issued by some area of Britain to some swimmers there off the coast. It's to watch out for Nick.
Nick?
Yeah, Nick.
Why do we need to beware of Nick?
Well, Nick is a horny dolphin.
Okay. An amorous dolphin named Nick is looking for companionship?
So, they're issuing this warning because Nick's behavior has been escalating and becoming more erratic. And so they were
concerned.
What
are Nick's moves like? I need to know what a dolphin's moves are like.
Well, apparently he, according to some swimmers, they've felt Nick nudge up against them underneath the water. He lets himself be known. Get all up.
Maybe he's asking him for a ride. You know, people ride dolphins and hang onto the fins like, hey girl.
Or another type of ride, maybe. Who knows?
Just saying.
Nick is, anyways, they're saying, look, we understand Nick is looking for a partner. Humans and dolphins typically are not a match made in heaven. So,
no, you're right. Are the pickings slim in the ocean?
Well, maybe Nick's just looking in the wrong places.
Oh, do we need dolphin misconnections now?
Right, exactly. I saw you in St. Ives Harbor. You
were swimming by the coral.
You were swimming by the coral. So, you know, a quick YouTube search to what dolphin mating would sound like.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, if I'm honest, that sounds quite adorable. And if I'm, if you hear that,
it's kind of precious.
It's kind of precious.
If the ocean is rocking, don't come and knock it.
Right. Yeah. So if Nick comes up on you and starts,
you'll know what he's looking for.
Be like, Nick, it's not me. It's not me. I'm not your species.
It's not you. It's me. That's how we break up with Nick the dolphin.
That's how we break up with Nick. So yeah, just know that swimmers there in Hale Harbor, Cornwall, are being advised to watch out for Nick the horny dolphin. So
listen, you know what? Are they going to make an effort to find Nick a girlfriend? I feel like that could solve the issue.
Well, they did try to put Nick further out to sea, but Nick just keeps rolling up into the harbor.
Nope. You guys are hot. I'm hanging out here.
You know what? There's just something about these Hale Harbor women I just love.
What are we doing?
All right. So there's an actual Facebook video of Nick, I guess, rubbing up on some swimmers. Bringing his A-game. That's right. So I want to throw some, I guess, tips to any guys within the sound of my voice. All right. And Kelly, you can add to and corroborate this list that I'd like to create. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So things guys should know about dating before you turn 25. Okay. So
all right.
Maybe we can help here any gentleman within the sound of our voices with this and kind of create a list. But Cosmo had talked about this a little bit and I want to expand on it. But one, opening doors never hurts to be a gentleman, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And flowers. What are your thoughts on flowers? Because some women are like, you know what? They just die. I don't really care. Others are like, what did you do wrong if you see them? And others are like, you know what? Love them.
Wow. Three distinct categories fall into. I personally enjoy flowers, especially when they're for no reason. I don't have to worry about like being suspicious. Like, what'd you do?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be in that category. So I enjoy flowers, especially. I mean, I love sunflowers. I love, you know, wildflowers.
So they don't have to be roses every time.
Yeah. No, they don't have to be roses. I love a beautiful assortment.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, you know, out of nowhere, just no reason, showing up with flowers. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'll do that maybe 2-3 times a year, I think.
Same.
I'll bring flowers home, and I'll usually just, like, put them as an arrangement on the table or something like that. You know what
right.
I mean? So,
and yes, they do die, but they're fun for a while.
Right,
they're pretty
right.
to look at.
Yeah, so opening doors, Flowers yes. are a good sure. thing. So far, we're batting 2 for 2, all right?
All right.
And these are things that guys should know about dating maybe before you turn 25. Dude, gosh, Dylan. And I feel like his text to us just now, don't comment on their weight, LOL, comes from a place of him doing it wrong. Yeah, never, let's not do that. Let's not make those comments, all right? Regardless of whether you say skinny or what. I mean, it doesn't matter. Let's not go there.
If they ask you, hey, how does this look? You say beautiful, okay?
Yeah, okay.
That's really the only answer.
All right. So let's say weight equals no. Okay, let's not talk about that.
All right. Yeah. No, that's kind of, I thought, an unwritten rule. But yes, let's go ahead and add
Let's write it down. Right. Yeah, maybe it needs to be written. Maybe it needs to be written. All right. What about fun dates over fancy dates?
I would say yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we do enjoy the fancy dates occasionally, but those typically cost more. So mm-hmm. I would say fun dates can be more economical, and I prefer that.
Yeah, and if you're a baller on a budget, it also uses your creativity to actually get something that you feel would be in line with her ability to have fun. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think you guys can really get to know each other and your personalities a lot more if you have more fun dates, when you kind of go and you get to play or something.
All right. Not needing to wait the 3 to 5 days to call or text.
Yeah, no, I would say that.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say that rule is so antiquated. It's BS.
It is.
If you like someone, call or text them. And you know what is crazy? You know, I have teenage daughters who are just kind of dipping their toe into the talking to guys sort of thing. My wife is way more bold with them than I am. And maybe it's because, you know, they're daughters and, you know, she's a woman. But she's like, hey, you know what? If you like them, text them. That you don't have to wait for him or whatever. And so
that's true. I mean, just don't play games. You know, if you're interested in someone, let them know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they may not know. And then you've missed a chance. And then you'll end up in Craigslist.
All right, basically, if you like someone, tell them. You can call, you can text right away. Doesn't have to be like 3 to 5 days, make them wait.
That drove me nuts when I was dating. And don't wait.
Yeah. Kim said via text, my now husband told me when we first got together, wow, your clothes really hide a lot. maybe that meant like her chest. Maybe he was complimenting your chest, you know? And I mean, because that's that, like, you got to think about how a guy's brain works. Maybe he was surprised in a good way about what was under there and was like, wow, your clothes really hide a lot. You know?
I hope that's the case, but it didn't sound like that, the way that line was delivered.
I know. Oh, my gosh. All right. So, yeah, let's add to the list, you know, but, hey, can we throw one more out for guys to know about dating? And I'm just going to ask you, as a representative of all females right now.
Okay. All right. Yes.
All right. Unsolicited wiener pics. Yes or no?
No, sir.
Okay. There you go.
No.
All right. So
and please tell my husband that too. Nope. Not that he's ever sent them, but just in case he was ever thinking about it.
Unsolicited wiener pics are a no. So those are
no.
All right. These are good things. Good things to know. Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
It's a don't do this, and you're making good life choices kind of a situation.
All right, maybe you're headed to school this morning. Remember your penmanship, all right? Remember, handwriting is going to be a tool that you're going to need for years and years and years for the rest of your life, right?
Absolutely.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without failing to rob a bank because of your poor handwriting, you're doing okay.
Okay, so explain, did somebody try to do that with just a note?
So, a bank robber in England handed a note to a teller, but his handwriting was so bad, the teller was like, had no clue it was even a robbery.
What's happening?
Yeah, it was just like, I don't know what this means. Like, was looking at the note. Yeah, was looking at the note, looking at the dude, looking at the note, going, I can't, what are you trying to do here? And so,
oh my God.
The bank robber literally left empty-handed. and so.
Never mind.
I know. And so after, a few seconds, or I don't know how long the bank robber hung there, until he was like, you know what, I better just bolt before they figure it out.
Yeah. And they're getting a real good look at me.
Right, this exactly, like, exactly.
You know, yeah.
So the bank robber left and wound up actually getting arrested robbing another bank. So apparently.
So the other bank could figure out the note.
Right. But then
like I get it.
Later, the employees got together and was looking at this note and figured out what it said. And it said, your screen won't stop what I've got. Just hand over the 10s and 20s. Think about the other customers. But the handwriting was so bad, they couldn't figure out for the life of them what it read.
Wow. And then imagine the feeling like when they realize what was happening.
I know.
Yeah, and they foiled it just by being unaware of what's happening.
Yeah, for sure. So, let this be a lesson. Let's pay attention to your handwriting and your penmanship, all right?
Are you trying to say, hey, future bank robbers of America, are you make sure that your note is clearly spelled out so people know what you're trying to do? I don't think that's the message that we send.
No, I mean, I think it's, hey, let's not rob banks, sure, but let's also make sure that we have good penmanship so at least people understand what we're trying to say in our notes.
Gotcha. All so right. Our messages are clearly understood.
Yes.
But don't rob banks.
Right.
Got it.
So we get a text message from a listener who said, my ex-boyfriend robbed a bank via note. Got the cash, stopped and struck a pose for the camera while flashing a peace sign. Did I mention that he was also wearing a very distinctive tie-dyed shirt? His mother turned him in for the reward. I'm not making this up. This was shortly after getting out of prison for borrowing, in parentheses, stealing a car to come visit me at college.
Oh my gosh.
He left his wallet under the front seat and parked in a loading zone.
Oh my God.
My parents were actually relieved when I started dating a pro wrestler after him.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So there were, you know what? Sometimes.
That was a lot.
Yeah, sometimes it takes situations like that to make you appreciate the pro wrestlers in your life, you know?
Yes. An ex-boyfriend friend was really bad at being a criminal a couple of times.
A couple of times.
Well, he could have. That was his own setting the bar stories.
That was. So,
wow.
Yeah, maybe we pass this along so you can look at your own life and be like, oh, well, you know what? I'm doing okay.
You know what? I'm in a better spot now.
Yeah. We've all made those purchases where we kind of regret. We're like, why did I do that? Either it didn't turn out the way you thought it would, or it's just turned into an incredible waste of money.
I saw an Instagram ad for something I thought would be perfectly suited for my husband for Father's Day. So, yay for me. I was thinking so far ahead, right?
Ah.
And I thought, okay, no problem. I thought I was buying a, like, golf cornhole game.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time you've bought something from Instagram.
No, and it's worked out pretty well.
Sure.
In the past. So, I thought it said U.S. shipping.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was led to believe it was shipping from the U.S.
Sure.
Which turned out to not be true.
Get out of here.
I know. Shocking. Twist, right?
Okay. This plot twist.
So, I get an email from the original shop, you know, hey, thanks for your order. And then I get an update email several weeks later from a different shop altogether, where if you go to the shop, there is this product that I bought doesn't exist.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Maybe they discontinued it, or maybe it was sold out. Was that the case?
No.
Oh.
This began the red flags.
Okay.
That went up. And so then I started the whole email process of, hey, what did I buy again? Please clarify, because I wanted to make sure it was what I thought I was buying. Long story short, about 45 days later, I get the product.
Oh, good.
It looks a little different.
So it's not the cornhole golf ball set that you purchased?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like two boards, you know, all these golf balls, little tee thing that you hit off of, all that, little carrying bag, the things, instructions. I got a golf ball.
And like the rest of the set was coming later?
Nope.
Okay.
Just a single golf ball from China.
So that was the Father's Day gift that you had purchased off of Instagram. That was the golf cornhole board that you were hoping your husband would enjoy.
In late July.
Ah, okay. Just so, about a month after Father's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I was a little angry. And of course, you know, they say, oh, you know, we want you to be satisfied. I'm like, that's great. And they're like, yeah, I can't. I escalated it to like PayPal. I'm complaining. I'm like, this is fraud. They didn't give me anything that they said they were going to give me. And I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm out $29.
No, oh, well,
embracement price. I thought that's a really good price for a game like that, right?
Sure,
$29.
All right. So your husband ended up getting a golf ball for Father's Day.
Yeah.
All right.
And he said he inspected it. He I mean, he's a golfer.
Yeah.
He knows golf balls. He said that's not even a good golf ball.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So it's not like he can even really use that.
Right. Now we've done the show. What are the drunk purchases you've made? Which could almost be in the same category as dumb things that you've purchased.
Sure.
However, you did this of sober mind.
Sure did. I had the best of intentions. And again, like I said, it looked really cool. The little video, these people looked like they were having the time of their lives. And I thought, I want to have the time of our life like that.
Yeah.
With that game.
I will say that you can see it all up Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. But one of my favorite comments under the post, John, who purchased an extra large dog pool, it too came from China, and the pool was about as big as his actual foot. It was maybe 10 inches around, and that's it. That extra large. You know, cameras are
several
amazing.
People.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, several people were duped by that one.
Yeah. So you can dive into that or post your own. Text us 502-571-9970. Dumbest things you've purchased.
Doja Cat on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are talking purchases that you may have hashtag regrets about it. Bree said, my daughter picked out the super cute dress on Instagram for a dance that she was going to at a conference over the summer. It was adorable. It was like on a female model, U.S. sizes. I assumed it was coming from America, especially because shipping was only like $6. No red flags. We get it. And it would fit like an American Girl doll. Oh, that's not good. Jessica said, I ordered a pair of Brooks running shoes from a sketchy website. 3 months later, I get a children's pair of basketball socks. The company never responded to my complaint. PayPal refunded me all of it, and I got a free pair of socks. So that's fun. We've got more of your purchases that you have hashtag regrets about coming up.
EJX. I'm enjoying this thread on Facebook. This is all kind of snowballing from Kelly's golf game that she tried to purchase for her husband. Took what? Couple months and
45 days.
Yeah, 45 days.
Came in the form of one single golf ball. That's what they called the golf game.
Yeah,
which was highly misrepresented on Instagram.
Carrie said she ordered 4 sun loungers. Nice. Received a cheap 10-cent ring.
Oh, wow.
Desiree.
That's drastically different.
Yeah, got another ring from China when she thought she was buying an inflatable hot tub. Wow.
Oh, that is different.
That is a lot different. Barb rolls in. Got a text from a listener who said, I ordered an inflatable water slide for my kids. About $100. Kept emailing the company. The website I got it from was removed. Made a case with PayPal. Then I received an email with a USPS tracking number. Received a package. Uh-huh. From the tracking, with that tracking number, with one pair of dirty socks.
Oh, what is happening?
Yeah.
This is so crazy. So this is the thing. The problem with PayPal is if you open your case a little too early, like you only have one shot to give them all your evidence. Like I couldn't go back and update them like, oh, hey, I did actually get the product and it's drastically different than what I thought I was buying. I'm not able to send them that new little update. And so they may judge against me. And once that decision is rendered, it's final.
Oh, final. It's like,
I know.
It's like Judge Judy.
It's like my $29 will never return.
Yeah. You can go through some of the posts there on Facebook. There are several that have a certain theme. They all seem to be coming from China, but,
yes. They all also, all the websites like pack up in the middle of the night and disappear.
Yeah, but I'll tell you that this isn't necessarily like dumbest thing you've purchased, because it's not dumb thing you purchased. It's just you got swindled.
We got duped.
Yeah, you got duped into thinking that you were buying something when in fact you were not buying that at all. And getting something else. So, anyway.
And listen, I've gotten some many, many wonderful products from Instagram and Facebook ads. My husband, one of his favorite shirts is Best Pug Dad. I got that. Didn't, it's as described.
Didn't you before this? So you really never learned your lesson, did you? Because didn't you before this order a nice pair of
Can you talk about my headphones?
Professional headphones.
Why
are
you bringing that up? Years ago.
Okay.
I like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
There are other good things. I said, you know what? Those look like fine products. They look like fine people. I'm trying to support the economy.
Sure.
That's why I shop.
I'm going to go back in. Those headphones look legit.
They did. They were just a little cheaper on eBay. Yeah. Turns out it was just the shell that looked legit inside. Yeah. Really not so much.
Nope. Not at all. Not at all. So anyways.
You know where they came from?
China. Yeah. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you see drama on Facebook, you can always send it to us. Honestly, we don't do this very often anymore.
We wait until there's really, really good ones. And this qualifies. Lindsay Yeary sent this to us. We must have been tagged in it 50 million times. It was a post in the Jefferson County, Missouri, buy-seller trade group on Marketplace.
Okay.
Stephanie just wants to sell her bassinet. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like one that you might find in a hospital. And there's one person in the comments that's interested in buying it that sets this whole thing off.
So with that being said, it's time.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Vice Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Ashley.
Will you take $50?
Judy Carrots.
Really, Ashley? You're pregnant again?
P-R-E-G-N-E-T.
I knew you was cheating on Bryson. Who's the daddy, Ashley? The guy who works at Quick Trip? Crystal told me she saw you guys making out at Denny's, and you tried to deny it. Well, guess what, Ashley? You just got caught. Can't try and tell me the baby's Bryson's when he's been in jail.
Oh. Ashley.
Well, Judy, I just found out, but I'm already 22 weeks, so that was before Bryson went to jail. Uh-oh. The baby is Bryson's, Judy. I'm having another one of your grandbabies, and we will be in your life a long time, so get used to it.
Wow.
Bryson and I did it the morning we dropped him off at the jail.
Oh, my God.
Judy, wow. Ashley. You do it with half of Jefferson County.
Oh!
I know you told Bryson you had an allergy, A-L-L-U-R-G-Y, to condoms, so he would get you pregnant, and you trap him.
Oh, no.
I know you said it to your trainee at Taco Bell, too.
No.
I know what goes on, Ashley. You have me babysitting Jaden while you hook up with all of the Herculaneum? Oh. I need a DNA test before I accept this grandbaby as my own.
Oh, my gosh.
Ashley. Wow. You're disgusting, Judy. Just like with Jaden, this baby is gonna be Bryson's. Oh. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Judy, you just found out you was pregnant at 22 weeks. I know you have had a Bush Light in your hand every minute of those 22 weeks, God. Ashley.
No.
You was drinking beer. Bet you feel great now knowing your baby's gonna be born with a beer belly.
Oh, my God.
Ashley.
You're being dramatic. You, if all people should know, it's okay to have a beer or two while you're pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Judy Carrots. Yeah, that's what you said with the cigarettes, too. But now Jaden's teacher saying he's got ADHD. Good job, Mom of the Year.
Oh, no. Ashley.
Says the woman whose son is in jail, leaving his son and pregnant girlfriend alone. I hope he gets out before I give birth.
Wow.
Tina says, I'm still trying to figure out what an allergy to condoms is.
Ashley.
Tina, I'm allergic to latex.
Oh, God.
If I use a condom, it makes my Virginia swell and break out with a rash.
Kenny. Judy, all I know is that Ashley got pregnant and she about to give birth to your grandbaby through her Virginia.
Oh, my God. Samantha, is this real or are y'all playing? Because I feel like I'm watching Maury.
Yeah.
Judy,
If Bryson's still in jail, who's going to come help you? The Quick Trip guy or the high school kid you work with at Taco Bell who sells weed through the drive-thru?
Oh, my gosh!
Michael.
Excuse me, ma'am. What Taco Bell would that be? And does this Taco Bell have code words? Like, if I want a bag with my taco, should I ask for a soft Waco or cheesy Marieto?
Beth says, I'm sorry, but the baby being born with a beer belly is hilarious.
Brittany.
Judy Carrots, like from Zootopia?
You're going to want to refrain from calling me Carrots.
Oh, Steph, it's a sad day for Bush Light. Beth, I have a question. How do you both think it's spelled pregnant?
Ashley.
I'm tired of everyone saying I'm fake. Judy and all her trashy coworkers at Arby's got me blocked on my old one because I was wearing a mesh tank top and you could see a little nipple in my pic.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That went hard from start to finish.
Oh, gosh. It just, Stephanie just wants to sell her bassinet. That's all she wants.
That's all she wanted to do.
$5. That's it. It sounds reasonable.
And then the peanut gallery.
Oh, Ashley hijacked that, didn't she?
All right.
She?
That was Facebook.
But then we don't know if Ashley was able to buy it.
No.
That's the tragic thing about this whole thing.
There's no resolution.
There is no resolution. We don't know if she bought the bassinet.
All right. Thank you to everybody who tagged us in that. And allowed us to bring back Facebook Fight Theater.
99.7 DJX.
So you can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show. We spoke to Paul yesterday. If you'll recall, he had an issue with his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend, in his own words.
She has an ex that she dated for a while, and he's coming into town, and he's going to stay with her for a week. And I'm not cool with that. So I don't know if I'm overreacting, if I have anything to worry about, if anybody else, maybe I'm the only one that doesn't, you know, hang out with their exes. I don't know. But it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, so we had plenty of people that were like, whoa, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Yeah, and like nobody was really on board with this idea. In fact, I think the best ideas we had tossed out there was, okay, let the boyfriend stay in her apartment. She comes stays with you.
Yeah, so that was kind of what we all settled on. Now, there were a few listeners that it was fine, and they're like, look, if you've got trust and everything is good, then shouldn't be a big deal.
Was like a six-year timeline here. They've been broken up. Mm-hmm. He lives out of town. So, but still, I think for everyone to feel comfortable, and that's really what it was about, Paul doesn't feel comfortable with it.
Right.
So that really should trump everything else.
So we got a message at 7:55 this morning from Paul. He writes, I did it. I just texted my girlfriend about this situation with her ex. I was full of confidence, nerves, and adrenaline all at the same time, thanks to you all. I told her that I felt uncomfortable with her ex coming to stay with her for the week and suggested she stay with me. And he could use her place.
She took our advice.
She hasn't replied back yet, but I'll let you know what she says. Thanks. So I replied back to him. That's great. And I think the right move. Let us know and good luck. And so I just got a message a couple minutes ago from Paul again. Hang on. She just texted me back and it doesn't look good.
What?
She said.
Like, oh, wait. I'm starting to get angry.
She said she doesn't know and isn't sure our relationship is ready for that. All caps. What does that mean?
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. Back the truck up.
So
her relationship isn't like at the place where she can stay with Paul.
But an ex
but
can?
The stay... ex can?
Okay.
Exactly.
So wait. What should we write back to Paul? Because this is real time right now.
Yeah. So wait a minute. How long has Paul and her been dating again?
He just said a while. Been dating a while.
Okay.
So I guess the fact
that she is more comfortable staying with her ex than her current boyfriend.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Troubling.
So let me write back to Paul here.
I feel like we need to be his counselor. Like, how do you feel about that, Paul?
Well, I don't.
I mean, because I feel offended. I'm offended.
Do you think that's what he should write?
I'm confused.
Okay, so hang on.
I'm your current boyfriend, and you're uncomfortable staying with me.
Okay.
But your ex-boyfriend, totally fine.
All right, so
literally
I'm texting.
Write that.
I'm writing him right now. Whoa, red flag. Say I'm confused. And what'd you say? I'm confused.
Yes, I'm confused. So you're uncomfortable staying with your current boyfriend, but the ex-boyfriend, totally fine.
Okay, so you're uncomfortable.
Question mark.
With
maybe an exclamation mark.
Your current boyfriend, but you're fine with?
The hairs on the back of my neck are sticking out right now.
Okay, fine
like
with,
saying, she's thinking something might happen with the ex-boyfriend if this is the way she's going.
Staying with you?
Question mark? This is a conversation, not a text. She wants us to, like, call him.
I know. I was going to say, this needs to be a phone call. Like, what? Okay, so, all
right.
I hit send, so... Wow, that is...
We should just do a three-way call. Just get her on the phone, too. Let's work it all out. I have questions.
Gary texts in and says, screw her! Get out of there, Paul!
Oh, my gosh. I've choked on my shake.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, drop her like a hot rock. Punt her for field goal. Like Liz
this
texted.
Went from red flag to burning flag fast, said Liz.
Yes. All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I'm upset.
So, yeah,
listen,
Paul,
the fact that she, there shouldn't be any sort of hesitation on her part in this scenario.
Like, no, there
you
shouldn't.
You pick current boyfriend over ex-boyfriend all day long. Why is this a thing?
Okay, so Paul just wrote back to me and said, I just texted that to her. Okay.
Are we just supposed to sit here and wait for real life? Is this happening in real life?
This is so real time. Okay, all right. So, I tell you what.
We're totally programming the station for Paul.
I know. All right. So hang out just a second. Let me get a couple more exchanges with Paul under our belt. And then
I got to go walk around a little bit and blow off some steam. I'm upset.
I promise. As long as he keeps communicating with us, I'll have another update for you coming up here next. Not to bring you along on this wild, wild update that we have been dealing with real time. But to catch you up, Paul, yesterday, his girlfriend is friends with her ex-boyfriend who they broke up 6 years ago. He's coming into town. She agreed
to stay at her place,
to allow him to stay at her place. Paul's all like, I'm not cool with this.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so we got an update early this morning where he texted her that, hey, why don't you stay with me? And he, meaning her ex, could use her place. And so
that was a suggestion that we kind of landed on yesterday. We thought, yeah, that's the best course. He took our advice and we were hoping for good things.
Yeah, and then we got a message back from Paul who said that she had texted him back and said that she doesn't know if that's a great idea and isn't sure our relationship is ready for that and is all like, all caps, what does that mean? And so then we started down this wild, like, holy cow, this is happening in real time.
Yeah, I can't believe she's pushing back on that. Like, why are you more comfortable staying with your ex-boyfriend than with your current boyfriend?
And that's what that was where we left it, right? Because we did get a couple more exchanges here. 8:42, we got a message from Paul back. She wrote back, and this is in response to what we had him write her, which was the, I'm confused, so you're uncomfortable staying with your current boyfriend, but you're fine with your ex staying with you? ?
Yeah.
So she wrote back, I can't believe you don't trust me. What is our relationship if it's not built on trust? And so
she is trying to put it back on him.
And so we messaged her back. We messaged him back, Paul back, and was like, you have got to respond to this. I just wrote back and said, call her.
Yes, this is a conversation that needs to happen.
Yeah.
And I would like to listen in.
I know. I was going to say, and then call us. 8:46, Paul wrote back and said, I tried calling her and it got sent to voicemail.
Oh, wow. I am upset.
Okay. So let's. Okay. So if we tell Paul, what if he just shows up unannounced? Like say, hey, are you fine with me then showing up unannounced?
Yeah.
Is that, I feel like, yes. All right, let me write that real quick.
Okay, you know what? Wait a second. Wait a second. She turned it back on him, right? So he needs to turn it back on her. Say, hey, put yourself in my shoes. What if my ex-girlfriend was going to come stay with me?
All right, that's good.
How would
that's
you
good.
Feel?
Go slower. Golly. Put yourself.
Now, I had already written him and said, hey, tell her if you're fine if I just show up unannounced. But then, hang on.
Put yourself in my shoes.
Yeah. Put yourself in my shoes. Okay.
God. It's about respecting boundaries.
That's good too. You gotta give it to me all in one thing. I can't type that fast.
I'm really perplexed as to how she doesn't understand his point of view with the situation.
Yeah.
You know what that smells like? That smells like she wants to hook up with her ex.
Or something. Okay, hang on. I see the little dots on the messenger. So he's writing
this
back.
This is crazy. By the way, Mike is still saying, punt her for a field goal. Like, there's so many people that are just like, you know what? I'm out. We're breaking up with her right now.
Okay, so Paul wrote, I tried calling her and it got sent to voicemail. Okay, yeah, we got that. Sorry. She wrote, sorry, I'm at work and can't talk about this right now. I'm so sick. I thought we were stronger than this. You're so insecure and I'm not having this conversation right now. I don't know how many times I have to tell you, you have nothing to worry about.
She thought they were stronger than that.
And then
yet she's not comfortable staying with him.
And then he put a bunch of question mark, like he's like, and then mind blown. Oh man, this doesn't look good.
Yeah. This shouldn't even be a conversation.
This literally
should not have been a conversation. This shouldn't have even been something he needed to write us about.
Yeah. So
she should have been like, oh babe, I get it.
Yeah. Text from a listener. She's already made up her mind and is just trying to make it his fault. So she isn't the bad guy.
True statement.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't see a future with this because this is not respectful of Paul and his feelings.
No, 100% not.
That in and of itself is that she keeps, you know, she's refusing to see that point of view, his point of view.
I'm writing, hang on.
Troublesome.
If she's refusing to see your point of view.
And respect it.
And respect it, that's troublesome. Okay.
Yes, that is troubling.
Troubling or troublesome? Like, I'm getting ready to hit send.
troubling.
All right. Troubling.
Yes.
It's so hard for me to type while you're trying to dictate what I'm trying to say. This is so wild. All right.
What other show does this?
I don't know.
Where we just sit here and wait for conversations to happen between a couple.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Gary,
is this how couples therapy works?
Gary says she wants to have her cake and eat it too. If they're stronger than that, she should be okay staying with Paul. Amen.
Yes. I'm really confused as to why her comfort level isn't there with her current boyfriend, but super there with the ex.
Mm.
Really? Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. We may need even a third update from this, but I don't know. I think where we're leaving it for now.
Listen, at this point, the only update I want is that he has dumped her. I know it seems savage and harsh coming from me. I am a romantic, but I am angry at her lack of respect for Paul. I have an allegiance with Paul.
I do. Now, we can't suggest that to him. I can't text that to him, right?
Yeah, it'd be a little harsh saying.
Yeah. No. I'm not going to do this.
But this is seriously like long term.
Yeah, long term. I don't
think
see a future
that
this
situation is setting them up to have success in the future.
It's funny you say that. Paul just got back to us and said, I know. I think the writing's on the wall with this one. Period.
Okay, so he sees it.
I think he does.
He's starting to see it. And it's tough when you have feelings for this person.
I know.
To kind of see it for what it is, but it's real obvious to us what's happening.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Well, if she wants to have her cake and eat it too, she's not going to get it. And then if she thinks that she can have a better relationship with an ex that she hasn't seen in 6 years, or maybe not. Maybe they have been seeing each other this entire time.
Maybe,
who knows?
Maybe. Listen, all I know is she's disrespecting our Paul.
I feel a connection to Paul now.
I feel really personally offended by it.
Paul's like our little brother that just needs some help.
Dang it, Paul. There's more fish in the sea for you, buddy.
We will be there for you, Paul.
Yeah. All right. Do what Kelly does. Get your crying rug out. Have some Arbor Mist. Drink a beer with your friend. And then, just move on. Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you. If you want to hear the original phone call and all that, if you want to chime in on anything, you can. What a wild ride this has been the past 20 minutes. I have to go decompress.
I'm real fired up.
I know. At Ben Kelly Show.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for one thing and one thing only. If you laugh, you lose. We sling our best jokes back and forth. Man, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. Listen, I am always my own worst enemy. And then coupled with, I mean, you can have some great material as well. So I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best to regain the trophy, keep my lead in the series.
Yeah, if Kelly wins, then she goes up two games. If I win, then we tie it up. So you laugh, you lose. Losers go first. That would be you, Kelly.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, by the way, what kind of rating do you give your material today?
A+.
An A plus. Okay, great. I see your psychological warfare you're launching on me already. I see that.
All right, good.
I see it. Okay, ready?
Good.
Okay. All
right.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I need to buy some curtains for my computer.
Mm-hmm.
It has windows.
That it does. Kelly, how do dentists pay for their lawyers?
How do dentists pay for their lawyers?
Retainers.
Gotcha. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of hair do they sell at IHOP?
Ooh, what kind?
Extensions.
Okay, yeah.
I'm getting these out of the way early.
Right, right. They could sell them at Denny's, too.
They could.
I tried to think up a good motorcycle joke,
mm-hmm.
but it was wee-wee hard.
I'm feeling better about my jokes.
Wheelie hard.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
The work week is so rough that after Monday and Tuesday, even the calendar says WTF.
It's true. Kelly, why did Ariel wear seashells?
Why did Ariel wear seashells?
She outgrew her B-shells.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you stop doing that, though? Can you stop with the cupping of the chesticles?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing that ghosts do when they get in the car?
What?
They put on their sheet belts.
On the farm, what do they call it when a cow gives birth?
What do they call it when a cow gives birth on the farm?
Decaffeinated.
Valid. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
My husband left me a note on the fridge that said, this isn't working anymore.
Oh, no.
I checked it. It's working fine. But I haven't seen him in days.
Gosh.
Hey-o.
He should probably come back and check on the refrigerator.
He should.
Kelly, I saw a spider at the gym.
Yeah?
Asked him what day it was. He said it was leg day.
Important for them to work out as well.
Mm-hmm.
Got to make all those webs.
Yes. A+ material. Remember that.
Absolutely. When does that start? Hey, Ben. Have you tried Dad's famous Himalayan rabbit stew?
Haven't.
He found Himalayan on the road.
It's kind of like Burgoo in Kentucky, right?
A little bit.
Get a bunch of roadkill, throw it in a pot, cook it up.
Delicious.
Kelly, why did Chewbacca crash the Millennium Falcon the first time he flew it?
Oh, why did he crash the Millennium Falcon the first time he drove it?
It was a Wookiee mistake.
Got to work on that impersonation a little bit of Chewie, but I like the effort.
Where my head was at? Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
If you think your microwave collecting data and TV spying on you is bad enough,
mm-hmm.
your vacuum's been collecting dirt on you for years.
Oh, that is true. I remember a time, Kelly, when plastic surgery was so taboo.
Uh-huh.
But these days, when you mention Botox,
No one even raises an eyebrow.
Literally, because they cannot. I can, though. I wish I couldn't.
Do you still do Botox?
No.
Oh.
I've had it twice. I want more, though.
All right.
It was delightful not being able to move my face. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I have just one question for the people with OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just get an air conditioner?
Valid point. Kelly, I don't know if you know this, but I got fired from my last job because I kept asking my customers whether they would prefer smoking or non-smoking. Yeah, apparently the correct terms are cremation or burial.
That was a sharp left turn. I didn't see that one coming. I see why you were fired. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What type of dinosaur suffered from hemorrhoids?
I don't know.
A brontosaurus.
That was good. That was good. That was good.
I knew one of us was going to go down good. On that one.
I was
just trying to hold my breath long enough, and I did. Good. Congratulations to me.
All right, take the trophy back. It's yours. Chop. Brontosaurus. My gosh. Come on,
man,
Ben.
Need
come
a lot of preparation
on.
H for that, right?
Come on. At least it wasn't a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It couldn't even reach.
That would be tragic. Could you imagine? Like, hey,
will you wipe this
out?
On me? I really got a little issue back there.
Right, there you go. Have to be real good friends. Get your little tea break friends. Hey,
come on, guys.
Can you help me out?
Like, Terry over there needs us to wipe some cream on his butt again.
Needs some preparation, H.
All right, there you go. It's stupid. Too laughy, lose.
EJ, acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Vice Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Anyone know of a shelter around here that will take like 30 cats?
Whoa. What the heck, Gwen? Maybe not try to collect so many animals.
Bruh, take it easy, Tim. You don't know the story.
Okay, animals.
Let's hear the story.
Yeah, simmer down, Tim. I'm not a crazy cat lady. I had female cats who weren't fixed and had kittens. I'm a victim of cats that got around the neighborhood a little too much. Hashtag slutty cats.
Okay, Tim. Now you can continue.
Okay.
So, Gwen, you're not an irresponsible animal collector, just an irresponsible animal owner.
Oh.
I get it. That makes everything better.
Back the truck up. It doesn't matter how I got here. I'm just trying to do what's best for these cats.
Okay.
Well, maybe if you spent less time doing weekend cosplay and going to cons, wasting money when your rusty ass isn't even working, you could afford to take care of the cats.
All right, well there, Tim. I can agree that the cat situation's messed up, but don't bang on her cosplay. She works hard on that.
Yeah! Kiss my fart box, Russ! I'm tired of reading about anime this and cosplay that. And now, does anyone know where I can dump 30 cats? Get your life together, Gwen! You're 59! Nobody needs to see you dressed up as Gold Bikini Princess Leia!
Okay, valid points, Tim, but why don't you move along unless you intend to help?
Hey, Janine, when I want your opinion, I'll open my pants!
Oh!
She's my stepmom, and she's almost 60 years old! Gwen, lose the Sailor Moon outfit and get a job! Hashtag just saying, hashtag me ouch!
Oh my gosh! Me so ouch. Much! How many, by show of hands, how many want to see Gwen in the Princess Leia Go Bikini?
I know,
how
I think
many?
We all need that.
Yeah. How many?
We all need that.
Facebook Fights!
Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX, setting the bar. These are always stories that set the bar for your day very low as opposed to very high. So if you do nothing else, you can at least look back on this moment and say, you know what? At least I didn't do that, right? So if you can manage to make it through the day without suing a fast food chain for making you break your Lenten promise, you're doing okay.
Okay, how did they make her.
All right. So if you observe Lent, one of the main points is sacrificing something for 40 days leading sure. up, leading up to Easter, avoiding the temptation, all that stuff. A lot of people, make a promise to, hey, I'm going to lay off booze for 40 days, or I'm going to lay off sweets or meat or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, this Russian woman, is suing McDonald's because their hamburger ads were too tempting.
Oh my gosh.
So she says a couple years ago, she made a promise to avoid meat and she made it most of the way through Lent, but then she saw a McDonald's ad and apparently couldn't resist.
That looks so tasty. Yeah. Listen, I can't help it. It's your fault, McDonald's. Your tasty looking burgers on TV.
Yeah, she said she saw an enticing McDonald's ad for a cheeseburger and chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. And those people are really good at making those ads because they do look amazingly delicious, don't they?
Yeah, and even though she had successfully fasted for the last 16 years and completed her Lenten promise for 16 years, she couldn't resist and visited McDonald's and, quote, bought a cheeseburger. Now she's angry and claiming it's a violation of the consumer protection law and wants the courts to investigate and wants McDonald's to compensate her for moral damage in the amount of 1,000 rubles.
Okay, which is $14,
which
right?
is about 14 bucks. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. So is she basically saying, listen, if my eyeballs hadn't have fallen on your ad, I would be fine right now. I'd still be holding strong going into year 17. Yeah. No burgers.
I mean,
but because of your bad choice to try to entice people to come and eat your tasty cheeseburgers, you owe me $14.
Yeah, apparently she doesn't know anything about marketing. But you know what? That is your setting the bar. So again, you know what? Regardless of what you may be trying to or not trying to do, you know, if you can manage to make it through the day without suing the fast food chain for making you break your promise because of an advertisement, then you're doing okay.
But listen, do you know what kind of a precedent this could set if she wins her $14? I mean,
this is true.
Can open up the floodgates to be able to sue McDonald's for lots of things.
Yeah, let's keep our eyes on this one, all right? You're